Yes, I am Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of psychiatric evaluation, medication review for comprehensive counseling incorporation, date of evaluation for there are 9 patients. For this patient is January 27, 2028. The first patient is Anna, A-N-N-A, I-N-U-C, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I, 17195, Fraser Wood Drive, Fraser, Michigan, 48026. Her date of birth is 3-12-1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Subjective objective data. Anna is a 70-year-old, single Caucasian female, living in a extended care facility independently. Was seen for follow-up. She was burst into the rear, crying, and stated that she has not get out of her room for the last 3 days, lying on the bed. On further questioning, she would not give the reason. She said she is depressed. She does not want to live here. She want to move. I further discuss that she has to discuss with her daughter, who are the guardian. She described the sister, daughter are not the guardian, but she is herself, she is independent. Only they are conservatives. I further discuss that her daughter, which is living close by in Rochester Hill, she should communicate with her. She indicated she is communicating and she is busy right now, but she is the only one who helped. I further discussed that she has to take some, she should calm down and take some time to relax, try to get out of her room, try to interact with other people. Since she has been living in this facility for last couple of years, it may help him, help her. Patient was given supportive, insight-oriented therapy that calmed her down and she started feeling better. She wanted to know that she has been having fear of increased anxiety. I further discussed that I have given her medications before for anxiety, like Buspar or hydroxyzine, but it was not helping. She said Ativan was helping her. I further explained the risk and risk of the Ativan, including cognitive disturbance and the gait disturbance. Only since she has been undergoing so much stress, I will give her only 10 tablets which she can use on a PRN basis in whole month. To which she agreed. She has been on melatonin 10 mg at bedtime for sleep, lumetrazine 25 mg, 30 tablet, and lamotrigine 300 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 50 mg daily. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood become calm, cooperative, no irritability and agitation, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. Her judgment sight is limited. I further explain that it is part of her judgment. She has to give some time for other to help her, and she should not lose her control, to which she agreed and willing to follow recommendation. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, feeling of loneliness and crying spell, period of anxiety. Plan: continue all the medications. I will give up at even 0.5 mg, 10 tablet, which she can use on PRN basis. Risk benefit side effect was discussed. Verbal consent was obtained. End of dictation. Next patient is Elizabeth Robinson. Elizabeth Robinson, her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Her date of evaluation is 1/27/2025. Subjective agita. Patient was seen by doxy, consented for telehealth appointment. Elizabeth is a 43-year-old, married, Caucasian female who has been treatment for bipolar mood disorder and tardive dyskinesia. She described that she has been feeling better and she continued taking Wellbenazine. Wellbenazine, that is bracket Ingreza, I-N-G-R-E-Z-Z-A, GREZZA 40 mg capsule. The combination with amantadine 100 mg, she describes she has been feeling better. She is not depressed or suicidal, not having a mood change, no auditory visual hallucination or a persecuted delusion. She is also on clonazepam 0.5 mg, which was given 30 tablets, which is for anxiety. Paxil 30 mg daily. Lamictal 100 mg BID. I further explain that since she has been taking Ingrezza, I will gradually take her off from the clonazepam PET. She was alert and oriented. Mood was pleasant. Effect was bright. Speech was clear. No oral dyskinetic movement was observed. In mild tremors in hand was observed. No irritability, agitation. Immediate memory of fear, recall was fair. Judgment sight seems to be improved. No suicidal homicidal ideation. Risk benefit side effect. Supportive cognitive reality orientation was therapy was given. And it adherence with the medication was suggested. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, tardive dyskinesia. Continue with the supportive plan. Send refill of all the medication. From next month, gradually wean from clonazepam. Prognosis guarded. End of depression. Next lotion is on Gay Frances, GAYE. Frances, FRANCES. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subjective date of relation is January 27, 2025. Subjective agenda. Frances is a 49-year-old married African-American female who was recently discharged from Henry Macomb Hospital after spending 2 weeks. Patient has a history of bipolar disorder with compliance with the medication. Today she burst into the air and she described that she does not know what will happen as government has a policy to remove all the immigrant to their homeland. And her husband is the only one who has been providing care to her. Without her, I cannot live. And if she indicate if she goes there, she will not, how she will get the medication. Patient was reassured and also help her to understand. Patient husband has came to this country in 2006 and she is married in 2016. Here she describes she has state certificate. I further discuss that she has to discuss with attorney and it is hard for me to tell her what to do, but she has not received any notice from the government. Patient is alert and oriented. Mood was euthymic. Affect was restricted. After providing a counseling, she calmed down and I also explained that she should come to the, she has to get a Abilify Maintena 400 mg injection in comprehensive counseling, PET. To which she will make an appointment at 1:30 today. She is also on Abilify 20 mg daily, Benzatropine 1 mg daily, Benadryl 25 mg daily. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed, undergoing stress due to current issues, national issues, period. Patient was encouraged to compliance with the medication to avoid further hospitalization and encouraged to talk with her therapist. Prognosis guarded. This is end of depression. Next patient is an Nalan Jr. Denise, D-E-N-N-I-S. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Date of relation is 1/27/2025. Subjective agita. Denise is a 68-year-old married Caucasian male living with his wife. Reported that he has been doing great. No depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal thoughts. He described that he is compliant with the medications and also taking medical medication. He denies any side effect of the medication. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, There was no irritability and agitation. There is no involuntary movement. Are there symptoms of akathisia, listlessness? Patient is on trazodone 50 mg, bedtime diaper, Depakote 500 mg twice a day, bupropion 300 mg, bupropion XL 300 mg daily, Cymbalta 30 mg daily. The combination of medication is helping and he does not want to make any changes. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension. Plan continue with the supportive care and the plan. Patient has a therapist and he has been consistent with the compliance. Prognosis guided. Next relation is on Maurice Thompson, M-A-U-R-I-E, Maurice Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 9/3/1973. Date of relation is January 27, 2025. Subject to Azita. Maurice is a 51-year-old, single, African-American female living with her daughter. She has been in treatment of major depressive disorder and attention deficit disorder. For the last couple of weeks, she has having constant pain all over the body, seen by a rheumatologist who has prescribed some steroid, and she described with the current steroid she has been doing better. She was alert, oriented, her mood was depressed, affect was sad, speech was slow, motor activity was decreased, attention span of fear, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She described that medication has been helping and she has no problem with the medication. Patient has been having several issues in the past in the form of assaulted by the, she is a profession by nurse. Has been assaulted in a nursing home couple years ago. Since then, she constantly having pain in her back, hand and feet, period. Assessing major depressive disorder, attention deficit disorder, continue with the supportive plan and application. Next relation is on Gardner David. Date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Subjective and objective data. David is a 46-year-old married Caucasian male living with his wife, has been in treatment by schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type. Currently, he is involved in real estate business and was going to the work. However, during one-to-one contact, he described his feeling better, medication is working, other things are positive. He described that he has no new symptoms and medication, no problem with the medication. Patient has been compliant with the medications and the treatment. He was alert, oriented, coherent, logical, no suicidal homicidal behavior, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. I further encourage that since he has completed 1 year, he should get a physical and complete blood work, include tabletop label to which is agreed. So far, he denies any side effect. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Plan, continue all the medication. The prescription for 30 days was ordered. Risk benefit side effect as planned. Verbal consent was obtained. Next question is on Van Cleve Leslie, V-A-N-C-L-E-A-V-E, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. Date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Subject to Azure. Leslie was seen with his wife and reported that he has been doing very well with the current treatment. Since Oxtellar, O-X-Tellar, T-E-L-L-R, XR, 300 mg extended release tablets was started twice a day. He noticed a significant change in improvement. His wife also admitted that things are good. He was alert and oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought processes are recognized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Patient is on Depakote 3R 500 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 400 mg at bedtime, Seroquel 100 mg in the morning. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. His judgment has improved. There is no confrontation with his wife or any bizarre behavior at home. Wife also reported that he is stable. Assess schizoaffective disorder, continue the all medications, follow appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next question is Paul Trimble, P-A-U-L, Paul Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E. Date of birth is 12-5-1980. Telephone number is 586-612-7330. Subject to Abreda. Paul is a 44-year-old, single Caucasian male, has been in treatment for attention deficit disorder. Currently is taking Wellbutrin SR 200 mg, 12-hourly tablet, extended release tablet once a day. He described that since he's taking medication, he's noticed improvement. His attention span was improved, concentration was improved. He's not as hyper. He feel better, except problem with his sleep, for which I recommended that this take the medication early morning. And if he has a problem, he can always take melatonin 5 to 10 milligram at bedtime, which he described that he was taking before. Yet otherwise, Mr. Paul described that he has been doing good. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, patient was at work and has been appropriate during the interaction and appreciate for the treatment. Prognosis guided. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next location, in Florence, Reyes, F-L-O-R-E-N-C, Reyes, R-A-Y-O-S. Her date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subjective Ajita. Florence is a 62-year-old single Caucasian female who has been in treatment for bipolar disorder. Currently, she has been undergoing dialysis due to the chronic kidney disease. She was also undergone bilateral mastectomy and getting prophylactic treatment. She described she missed her dialysis last week because the weather was bad and she cannot drive to go to the dialysis center. I further discussed that she should make an alternative arrangement, maybe take Uber or maybe find out some transportation maybe there which can transfer her from home to the place. She described it cannot happen on the same day. It takes her about couple of weeks to make an arrangement. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, her speech was clear. She describes she noticed dryness of the mouth too much and wanted to stop olanzapine. I further discussed if it is because of the olanzapine, she can always reduce the dose to 5 mg at bedtime, continue Zoloft 100 mg daily and oxcarbazepine 300 mg daily. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, effect was appropriate, speech was clear. There was no suicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling. She described the medication has been helping and she is feeling much better. There was no involuntary movement. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Continue with the supportive plan, history of iron deficiency anemia, chronic kidney disease, bilateral hysterectomy, prognosis guided, follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation.